We tend to take our families for granted. Most of us grew up in a family. Many have started their own families. And yet this thing called family doesn't always turn out to be what we'd hoped for it to be, does it? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet and welcome again to Fresh. The ideal family is a happy and loving husband and wife, the mum and dad combo with a clutch of happy, healthy, well-adjusted kids. That's the rosy ideal we each have in our heads, right? But the reality for many families, perhaps even for most, is vastly different. So many people, young and old, are hurting because of their family relationships or lack thereof. So let's take a step back. God created humanity, male and female, He created us, so that we could become a family. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. That's why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. In this way, two people become one. Of course, not everyone ends up married, and we'll chat about singleness another day. But most do, and yet how easy is it to forget God's grand design, that a man leaves his parents and is quite literally cleaved to his wife. The two become one, physically, emotionally, spiritually. This man and this woman, two separate people, become one. And right there is the foundation of family. That's God's plan. It's His grand design. Two become one. So if you're a husband or a wife, can I ask you, are you and your soulmate two? Or are you one? Be honest. Because if you're really two, then right there, your family's already falling apart. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Hey, God loves your family so much, and whatever state it may be in, I believe He wants to pour that love, His love, into your family. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.